Well, we've talked a lot about the turmoil in the court in 75. How about some discussion of those cases that you dealt with that you might have felt were either memorable cases or that were particularly challenging? You know, one of the first ones that comes to my mind that caused quite a buzz, as I remember, was the Beavers case. Do you recall that?
I remember People versus Beavers vividly.
Participant monitoring.
Right. The question of whether you could wire up a an informant and send them into a situation and record and use what they recorded. And
broadcasting live too to the cop outside.
Yes, yes. Part of it? He was also listening. And one thing that you want to, I suppose, note is that we knew when we heard cases which ones were actually ours to write the opinion on. Now, if it turned out that you weren't going to be in the majority, you didn't write the opinion. But the Beavers case happened to be mine. And so I had to get into this. And I was fresh enough on the Supreme Court. So a lot of these matters that were coming along were new matters to me. Another thing I should preface this by saying is that any case that came from the Court of Appeals, of course, that I had participated in, I didn't participate in on the Supreme Court for the reason that, so to speak, I had said everything I had to say on the Court of Appeals. I'd sort of tipped my hand how I felt about this case. And this happened with regularity. When I first went on the court, there were cases coming up from Court of Appeals that I had been one of the three panel members. So when that case was argued for the Supreme Court, I simply excused myself from the bench, and my six colleagues heard and decided that case, and I just didn't have any part in it. And I would be less than honest if I would say there were once or twice, or maybe more, times when I was reversed. What I had said on the Court of Appeals was not the view of the six members of the Supreme Court, but that goes with the territory. So, you don't worry about that. Just any judge who gets reversed. The difference is that unless a Michigan Supreme Court case goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court, you don't get reversed very often. So, the Beavers case was dealt with participant monitoring, and the interesting thing about the Beavers case was it was under the Michigan Constitution. We were, of course, dealing only with what the Michigan Constitution said, not the federal Constitution on this sort of thing.